had a good few representations from both parents and staff in relation to the speed and safety near the school. I mean, like the current, you know, road layout, you know, it's very narrow there. At the key times, at drop-off times and at collection times, there's huge safety concerns. There's children walking to school as well, and, you know, that's proven to be difficult. And obviously, there's a lot of concern with the amount of speed that's on that road. So I just brought it to the council, and what they came back with, you know, they said that there is a view to reducing the speed limits around schools that's going to be brought forward in 2025. That's positive to hear. I mean, I also asked in relation to speed ramps and clear signage and safe pedestrian crossings, and what the information coming back was that there is a, what's called an SRTS schedule, or a Safe Routes to School programme, and that is opening up again. The last time was 2021, it's opening up in 2026, and the school can apply to that, because, I mean, you know, safety, getting to school is of critical importance for the people in that community, and I'm glad to see that some progress has been made in that regard.
Absolutely. You know, when you think about going to school should be a joyful experience and not having to worry about the speed of cars.
Absolutely. I mean, because of where schools were located, generally they're on the side of roads for convenience, you know, in times can pass when there wasn't as much traffic on the road now. But because life has become so busy and people are travelling and they're just worrying about getting from A to B, sometimes around these areas there needs to be a huge emphasis put that there are young children going in here, that just highlights to road users to slow down, because you don't get a second chance when it comes to this. And yeah, I mean, it is part of, I mean, it is a concern going to school. Wouldn't it be great if they could all walk or cycle to school if they're living in a, obviously close enough to the area? And that's something we would like to see developed into the future. But as it is now, it's definitely a non-runner. So look, safety of the kids is most important. And hopefully going forward, they will have more options in how they get to and from school.